I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. When you're young, it can be tempting to believe that there is only one way to live life, and that your job is to somehow master it. It's possible to spend decades happily testing out different approaches, being free-spirited or practical, retiring or dramatic, enthralled to a single love of a lifetime, or moving passionately from affair to affair. But I think that if you're lucky, you come to recognize that one single way of living, indeed that one single view of life, will never be enough. At 30, I liked moving in groups. I liked the noise of the city, the clamor of parties, the feeling of being at the center of a colorful community. I craved voices, laughter, abandon. But a few years into my 40s, something in me woke up and demanded silence. "Listen to yourself, think," it barked. "Stop frittering away your ideas in idle conversation." Whatever had newly taken root admonished me to begin living differently, and I had no choice but to learn what that new way of living would be. I left New York for a quiet college town, but a few months in, I began to panic. I tried hosting parties, staying up late, drinking like someone with an iron liver, anything to reclaim the clamor of my youth. But I was surprised to find that I no longer fit inside that other version of myself. Those things I once craved ceased bringing me satisfaction. And so I have made peace with the task at hand, trying to adapt to the new life that seems to have chosen me. Sometimes it's a struggle, but one I willingly accept. Perhaps the payoff, happiness or wisdom or something I can't yet name, will make everything worthwhile. I suspect this is why I respond to today's poem, "What's Left," by Irish poet Carrie Hardy. Because the speaker doesn't just want to keep on living the life she already knows. She wants a complete overhaul, a radical and rapturous new engagement with all there is. What's Left, by Carrie Hardy, for Peter Hennessy. I used to wait for the flowers. My pleasure reposed on them. Now I like plants before they get to the blossom, leafy ones, foxgloves, comfrey, delphiniums, fleshy tiers of strong leaves pushing up into air grown daily lighter and more sheened with bright dust, like the eyeshadow that tall young woman in the bookshop wears, its shimmer and crumble on her white lids. The washing moves on the line. The sparrows pull at the heaps of drying weeds that I've left around. Perhaps this is middle age, untidy, unfinished, knowing there'll never be time now to finish, liking the plants, their strong lives, not caring about flowers, sitting in weeds to write things down, look at things, watching the sway of shirts on the line, the cloth filtering light. I know more or less how to live through my life now. But I want to know how to live what's left with my eyes open and my hands open. I want to stand at the door in the rain, listening, sniffing, gaping, fearful and joyous, like an idiot before God. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media, in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
all over the country.
We need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.